This is InnoBTS Today, a quick weekly update to keep you in the loop. So with that, here's Jamie.
Hey, InnoBTS and Level College, I hope that you're doing well today. It's an exciting day on campus because we have allowed our employees to return back to work today. If you're an employee and you work in the office or something like that on campus, then you certainly want to be in conversation with your supervisor about what that means for you. You still have the ability to stay at home if you're in one of those categories where you have a special vulnerability or your supervisor just deems that that's necessary. But as of today, the offices are reopening for our employees, and it's very exciting to welcome everybody back for that. So if you're coming back to campus today, thank you so much for enduring and persevering. It's exciting to see you on campus today. Now, what will that mean for the public? Starting next week, we will open the campus back up to the public. We will do so with limited function, limited capacity, and with limited hours. Our hours will be somewhere between 8 and 1 o'clock for next week, and we'll probably do that for a couple weeks until we get more guidelines from the government about what those procedures and precautions need to be like. But starting next week, offices will reopen to the public for early morning hours, 8 until about 1 o'clock. And so make sure that if you need to come to campus, make sure that you come to campus during that time. Some of you have asked about what does that mean for the gymnasium and for the pool and things like that. The gym will also open back up next Monday, again with limited function, limited capacity, and with limited hours. And so you want to make sure that you are paying attention to those as those guidelines come out for the gym. But there will be the ability to come back to the gym and do some things next week. It won't be doing everything, but we will be able to open it back up so people can come and work out and do some other things like that. So again, that's next Monday. Now, regarding the pool, I know a lot of parents are asking us that question. All four of my children ask me that question every single night when I go home. Dad, are we going to have the pool this summer? We're reviewing the pool. It looks like we will be able to open it back up at some point. It probably will not be this month, but we're reviewing that. And as soon as we have a safe way to do that for everybody, we will indeed look to reopen the pool. So just look for more information to come. Today I'm only mentioning it because I know a lot of you are asking that question and you want to know, parents and kids. So I just want you to know that we are looking at that and are taking that under consideration and look to do that as soon as we're able to do that. Now, as we start to open the campus back up for our employees this week, for the public next week, for the gym and for the pool and other things, I do want to remind everybody that when you come back on campus, masks are required. If you're walking out in the public spaces outside on campus, you don't have to have a mask on. If you're an employee that has a closed-in office, you can talk to your supervisor about this. You won't have to have one on in your closed office. But in any of the public spaces, when you are in the buildings, you need to make sure you are, in fact, wearing a mask. You can wear a cloth mask like this. You can wear a medical mask, whatever you want to do. Just make sure that when you're in those public spaces, starting next week when people come back, that you do indeed have a mask on. We're going to enforce that with everybody when they're in inside buildings and public spaces. We want to make sure that they're doing that. I've mentioned to you over the last couple weeks that registration for fall will open up on June 1st. We're finishing up the new system now as we kind of close some loops on that, and your registration will open up for you on June 1st. And so look for information about that that's already been sent out and more information that's going to be coming to you in the weeks to come. So June 1st, mark your calendar and get ready to do that. Now, you see in front of me a lot of t-shirts today. A lot of you have been asking, really since I became the president, when are we going to get some good swag? When are we going to be able to buy merchandise? And I'm very excited to announce today that as of right now, we have a merchandise shop that's open to the public that you can go to online and you can purchase materials. That's going to be store.nobts.edu. And there's a lot of things on there, but just in terms of the new t-shirts, we have a wide variety of new t-shirts that are available to you. If you want to buy these, you can go to the store and purchase that. We have seminary t-shirts. We have college t-shirts. We have all sorts of cups. We have other types of things that you can buy. People ask me on an almost daily basis now, either via email or Twitter or something like that, when and where can we buy merchandise for InnoBTS and Level College? Well, here's your answer, store.nobts.edu. Click the link below and you can go there and you can begin purchasing things right now. There's a lot of things on there. We're very excited about this and look forward to seeing our people out and about wearing our merchandise and representing our school. We're grateful for you. God has been faithful to us, hasn't he? Over these last 2 months, we have, in these videos and in lots of other occasions where we've had an opportunity to interact with each other, we've grieved together, we've walked together, but we've also, along the whole way, we've counted on God, we've depended on him, and we've done so with great confidence, knowing that he would provide for us. And here we sit, and he has done exactly that. I still don't know what the future holds, but I'm encouraged today to see things beginning to open back up. Let's be wise as we do this, but let's take the steps before us that we can take, thanking God for what he has already done and provided for us, and trusting him for everything that is before us. NOBTS and Level College, we're proud of you, and we love you, and we look forward to seeing you the next time.